The appeal was filed March 9th to the Alaska trial courts. This appeal comes after Alaska Island Community Services physician Dr. Greg Szilard received a letter early March from the Wrangell Medical Center Review Hearing Committee. It notified him that he could no longer see patients at Wrangell Medical Center, the city-owned hospital. Szilard's attorney, Lee Holland, says at this time they have filed a stay pending appeal, as well as a motion for expedited consideration, to allow Szilard to work at the hospital while his appeal is pending.
We've asked for an expedited hearing on the stay, and in the meantime, we've reached an agreement on the timing for the briefing with regard to the stay. So we're hoping the judge will decide on that fairly shortly. But the appeal process, unless he decides to expedite that, each side has 30 days to write a brief once the record is prepared, and we haven't gotten to that point yet. So that could take several months, and then the decision-making period in the normal course.
Dr. Szilard works as a physician for Alaska Island Community Services, which contracts with Wrangell Medical Center. At this time, Szilard is not authorized to work at the hospital. This infringes on his contract with AICS and ability to work with hospital and long-term care patients. He says if this is not reversed, AICS will no longer be able to keep him on as their physician.
We're just kind of taking it day by day. Just really depends on what happens with the appeal. If the appeal goes through fairly quickly, well, then there won't be any problem with me staying here. I mean, if it drags out for a long period of time, I might have to go somewhere else to work until we reach a resolution.
According to court documents, on February 21st, WMC's Fair Review Hearing Committee, made up of WMC board members, reaffirmed their November decision to deny Szilard permanent privileges due to his, quote, conduct toward and interaction with patients, medical staff, and hospital administration at WMC. Court documents also stated that WMC accuses Szilard of being a disruptive doctor and serial harasser of young women. In a motion for appeal, Szilard's attorney, Lee Holland, calls these accusations exaggerated and outright false.
I think the case law is pretty clear that it takes a lot more than what the hospital put forward to prove that a doctor is disruptive and should lose his privileges, especially in an area like Wrangell, where it's basically a municipal and borough entity and a public hospital because there are no others.
Dr. Szilard says he's confident he will get his privileges back.
I mean, I've said it before and I'll say it again. What the board has based their decision on is so minuscule. First off, all their accusations are not true. They're grossly exaggerated. But even if it was completely true, you still don't pull a doctor's privileges based on three patient complaints and two employee complaints.
At this time, both parties are preparing a record for the appeal. Once the record is prepared, each side has 30 days to write a brief. Attorney Lee Holland says they are waiting for Judge Kevin G. Miller to decide whether Szilard will receive an expedited hearing on the stay to allow the doctor to continue working while the appeal process is pending. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.